and welcome to the Say Your Piece Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Selena McCall, as we discuss various topics such as social issues, communication, books, and current events. This is your host, Selena McCall, and tonight we're going to have music from the Black Room. As you know, Black is going to be a new series that's going to be added on to my Blog Talk Radio show, and Black is the Black Louisiana Associates of Consciousness Concerns. So what we're going to do tonight, I'm going to attempt to do is bring you some news and information, but I want to be like a little DJ. So, first song I want to start out with tonight is A Change Is Gonna Come, and everybody knows who that is from. And we do believe a change is gonna come. Civil rights movement, when you think about all the things people were going through back in the day, that song came at a wonderful time. And if I'm not mistaken, the story behind that was never, it wasn't supposed to be recorded, but I think it got recorded on the same day that he actually sat down and did the song. So it's an awesome song, and I think it'll be here after we all are gone. That song will still have such a profound effect on us as African Americans, period. Okay, let's get to some news. As you know, last night was the State of the Union address, and Obama, President Obama, that is, he came out and he, you know, basically did his job. That's what he did. I mean, he said what he had to say, even though he kind of probably ticked off a couple of people. But hey, I like what he said. It was awesome. It wasn't scripted, and it didn't come from the teleprompter. So I think it's awesome what he said. He said, it doesn't matter what it meant. In other words, he was saying, no matter what you say, I won both times. So obviously somebody wanted me in here. So, and I like that. We have to understand we are dealing with a lot of racism, and it's killing us in so many ways. And they're fighting against the change that has to happen. And, I mean, that's it. There has to be change, and it's up to us to continue the fight to make that change. Okay. Now we're going to go on to some stories that's going on in the news. The school-to-prison pipeline is very real for young black kids. So we're going to see, according to this article, what is basically being done about it. And if there is anything that can be done about it, I'm hoping I can get this in here. Let's see. I guess I can't get it in here. Thought I could get the story, but okay. Let's see. Let's see if we can get another story in here. Let's see. Very good information. Okay, you know what? We can see if we can talk about President Obama. It says President Obama does sound optimistic in State of the Union, but his plans will do little to lessen America's angst. And I think that has a lot to do with the way a lot of things are being viewed. It says, as he listed the long list of his accomplishments last night during the State of the Union, it sounded as if President Obama wasn't aware that he was speaking to a nation that is trapped and suffering in the midst of a greatest income inequality in human history. It's like bragging about your jump shot when you're in the middle of a game of chess. The stuff Obama was orating about has very little to do with everyday anger of American citizens, especially in 2015. For American households, it is the threat of joblessness that tops the list of the most pressing concerns, according to a poll released this week by Al Jazeera America. It also says its actions describe the biggest concern facing their families. 16% of the poll respondents said either job security or unemployment. The second most cited concern was health care costs, followed by everyday bills. Interesting enough, it is the middle class who cited job security and unemployment more than the poor. For poll respondents making over $50,000 a year, it was the biggest worry, the thing that keeps them awake at night. President Obama last night called it a middle-class economics, the push to make changes that will ease the minds and clear the path for the middle class. But unless he can change the basic nature of the predatory capitalist model that has substantially enriched a few while the rest of us suffer, then the proposals are just tinkering around the edges of the problem. They will not change our lives. Okay? Very good, very good. It does make sense, and we got to be aware that this is, you know, middle class are being very much violated economically when it comes to their payroll, when it comes to employment, when it comes to a lot of the services that are supposed to be for everybody, but we realize that it's very much so an unequal economy right now. Okay, That's some good information there. Okay, want to get back to some music. I just wanted to throw that in there. Let's see. Let's get a little Can't Help Myself in here. Let's see what we got. You know, that was, I think it was the Four Tops, Sugar Pie, Honey Bun, Sugar Pie. You know that I love you. See, I can't sing. Okay, so before we go into our next song, if you're having problems sleeping, we want to let you know how to handle being able to sleep. Okay, according to blackdoctor.org, it says easy ways to fall asleep faster. It's when was the last time you had a good night's sleep? Well, time isn't the only thing lost when you lose sleep. According to a small 2013 study published in the journal Sleep, a single night of sleep deprivation can cause you to lose brain tissue. Lack of sleep has also been linked to increased in risk for heart disease, diabetes, and even death. If you've been tossing and turning for the past few weeks, then it might be time to take a new approach. Several actuality. Keep reading to find out how to fall asleep faster. Okay, I'm going to continue to read. Let's see. It says, number one, get into a routine. For a little consistency, try going to bed at the same time every single night. Even if you don't fall asleep right away, that's fine. Your body should get the memo after a couple of days or weeks. Number two, eliminate distractions. When knowing it's addicting, but checking your phone right before you get into bed is a bad idea, because the minutes you check it, you'll be tempted to check everything else. And I am totally guilty of that. I literally lay down with my phone in my hand. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, unread messages, it keeps going on and on, and I definitely do that. I definitely check my Facebook page before I lay down. I don't know why, but I do. Okay. You need another reason to put that phone down? Exposure to blue light from smartphones, tablets, and laptops can cause damage to your retina and ruin your eyesight. Well, I already wear glasses, so I don't know if that happens to me. Another thing is, it says take a shower. Didn't know that. That's good information. A nice, warm, relaxing shower bath can help you sleep better, which is true. How? Well, the drop in the body temperature gives you that tired, lethargic feeling right before we're ready to hit the sack. It also slows down our essential metabolic functions, including the heart rate and breathing. Very interesting. A nice hot shower or bath before you go to bed. It says number four is, number four is to stop worrying. Relax your mind. This is one that is much easier said than done, and we're all guilty of doing it. But taking your worries into bed with you keeps you up all night, and that's no fun. Instead of thinking about everything you need to do the following day or replaying the stressful situation that happened earlier today over and over again in your mind, jot down your thoughts on a piece of paper so it's out of your head and out of your bed. And you know what? I've heard that before, but that's easier said than done, as it was said earlier. I don't think it's that easy. I can't do it. I mean, I tried it, but it's kind of hard. And then the last thing it says, for relaxation, picture yourself somewhere that relaxes you, whether it's the beach, your favorite vacation spot, the mall, your grandmother's house. It doesn't matter. Learning to practice deep breathing techniques can also help with reducing stress and anxiety. If none of these tricks work for you, it's possible that you might be suffering from insomnia, which you need to see your doctor right away. He or she can probably help you identify what your sleeping disorder is. And I can truly say I do have a sleeping disorder, and I do have to take, I mean, it's not the answer to everything, but I do have to take medication in order for me to sleep at night. Okay. Now, what I want to do is take a break right now, and we shall return with music from the Black Room.
Don't touch that keypad. We'll be right back.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, you guys, we are back. And I would like to say something I didn't have an opportunity to say earlier, and that is Happy New Year. I'm hoping everyone is going to have a prosperous New Year. And I say that all the time because I think it doesn't necessarily mean financially prosperous, but prosperous in everything that you pursue. The end result is probably being financially prosperous, but everything that you start and you want to finish should be one of the goals. If you're like me, I start things and I have an issue with finishing them. But I'm hoping this year that I can do better. And I didn't do no New Year's resolution because it was something I just don't believe in them. I just think that once you make a promise to do something, you should just do it. Don't hesitate. And don't wait till the new year to do it. It can be done all through the year. But what I've done is, what helping me out is that I actually sat down and wrote down what I want done this year. I'm going to scale back on a lot of things that I've been getting myself all involved in and kind of concentrate on one or two things that I definitely need to do and want to accomplish and complete. So that's going to be, quote unquote, my New Year's resolution, which, you know, hey, that could be. It could happen or it can't. Doesn't matter. Okay, now let's get back into the music. I got a little Cut the Cake coming up and some Five. Okay, here we go. Oops. Sorry. All right, that's it. I remember this kind of music back in the day. right, you guys, that was Cut the Cake, Fire, okay? Now, I found another article that I thought was very interesting, and I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but on C-SPAN, you know, they have a show that comes on where people can call in. Well, this time, oh, man, this was interesting. It says that they have a channel, I mean, they have a show that comes on where you can call in and it's unfiltered. And basically, you can say whatever you want. Well, recently, they had a caller, and the caller called into the Washington Journal, because that's the name of the show, and referred to President Obama as the N-word before getting booted off the air. It says, a man who said that his name was Anthony from San Diego, California, began his comment on Thursday by discussing the direction of the new GOP majority in Congress should take. He said, I would like to say that the Republicans, and I am a Republican, please do not overreach. The caller began. I know there's going to be overreach, but I'm telling you, if you advocate for the repeal of Obamacare and you get too extreme, then Hillary Clinton would be elected president in 2016. The caller then said, this is about race, he added. The Republicans hate that nigger Obama. The program host, Steve Scully, cut Anthony off and reprimanded him as well. Okay, I'm going to stop you there. We're not going to use that kind of language. Scully, who hosts a show that has gained rep for favoring Republican guests over Democrat and for underrepresenting people of color and women, went on to apologize for the racist remarks spewed by the caller. He also said... He also said that you can certainly make your point, but you cross the line when you use language like that. And so to our viewers and listeners, I want to apologize. So he apologized to the ideal that the N-word was used. I want to say a little bit about that before we go back into the music. I want people to realize that how do they say when you wake a sleeping giant? And I think what America has done with the Eric Garner, with the Trayvon Martin, with the Kendrick Johnson, with the Michael Brown, and so many, many more, they've wakened a sleeping giant. With even the election of Obama, we have wakened a sleeping giant. I don't think he was sleeping. I think he was just resting now, full blown. And we need to stop being so surprised. I just wish we could just stop the surprise look we get when people of the other race say things that's really truly on their heart. I don't get surprised. I'm really not surprised. It doesn't impress me that they said it. It doesn't really make me mad. You're just showing your true colors. I mean, that's just how it is. Okay. The next song is going to really make you think, and we all know this is a major problem all over the place, and it's by the OJs, and For the Love of Money.
Yeah. in a row. This is Nikki from the Black Room, and I hope you're enjoying it.
Who can make mountains out of a hill of love?
They say you can.
I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Okay, you guys, we are back here on Music from the Black Room with your host, Salita McCall. And time is slowly winding down, but I'm so glad that I can time myself very well to a certain extent. Another article that came to mind that I noticed is, you know, as you know, the sign-up season is getting ready to open up for the ACA healthcare. which I'm hoping that everyone has who has already signed up probably can help other people, because right now I don't use it. I don't have it. I don't need it. I know I shouldn't say that, but I don't right now. And I know it's going to help out a lot of people. The website, if I'm not mistaken, can help everybody. It's easier to navigate through the website now than it was when it originally came out. It's saying this is the second sign-up season under the President Obama's health care overhaul. It opened Saturday with hopes that this time consumers will have a positive experience. But the fear that is entrenched political opposition and renewed legal challenges may yet collapse the program that's bringing health care to millions of previously uninsured Americans. The administration can't afford another technology breakdown. It says, with 7 million paying customers and new insurance markets, the Affordable Care Act has shown it is helping to reduce the number of uninsured. Insurers not known for altruism have struck with the fledgling program despite ongoing technical headaches with the healthcare.gov website. More companies are participating for 2015, a sign that seems that business is a great opportunity in this situation. It says the administration said late Friday that some healthcare.gov functions would be turned off for several hours in the transition to the start the sign up for the new season. It says the website appeared to function earlier Saturday, so they hadn't had any problems Saturday. It says Obamacare is still struggling to win hearts and minds. The latest Associated Press poll said that if forced to choose between repealing the law and implementing it as written, 56% of Americans would repeal it completely. Only 40% would carry it out. That's interesting. It says, however, most don't see the law going away. 61% said they expect it to be implemented in its current form or something near that. It also says that Human Services Secretary Sylvia M. Burwell, a management expert assigned to save what's been a problem child of social programs, says she's confident the signing up season will be successful, even if only half as long as last year, 3 months through February 15th. Will the law remain on the books after Republicans gain full control of Congress in January? The ideal of repeal is not something this administration will let happen. So obviously they're going to fight against it, says Burrell. It says, what about the legal challenge the Supreme Court has just agreed to hear, calling into question the laws, tax credits, and that make premiums affordable to millions? Nothing has changed, Burrell said, adding that the tax credits will be continuing, at least for the time being. The Supreme Court isn't likely to hear the case until the spring after 2015 open enrollment is over. So overall, they're going to look at everything after April to see how everything is measuring out, which makes sense. Okay, just giving you a little tidbit of what's going on. If you're interested in the ACA program, signing up for it, it started Saturday. So it's open until, I think, April, it said. So you got that open season to get out there, get the information, get on the internet. That's why it's so important for you guys to be very computer savvy. I'm just going to say it like it is. Or know somebody who is so that they can help you navigate through the website and to get what you need. And hopefully it'll work out for you. It's not working out for a lot of people, but that's fine. With the idea that he has 7 million people signed up in the time limit that he had, I think that's open. I think that's awesome. I think it was February 15th that they said that the season will close, I think. But like I said, get out there to make sure you get all your information, do your research, and get what you need, and hopefully that you'll find an insurance policy that's going to, healthcare insurance that's going to help you, and it won't eat your pockets up. Okay. I have another song by the Spinners that I loved. I've always loved it, and I hope you do too. So everybody knows about Love Don't Love Nobody. If you don't, I'm going to tell you it's an awesome song. Okay.
Come and go. You reach for love, but life won't let you know that in the end you'll still be loving her. But then she's gone. You're all. I never learned to
give myself.
I've been a fool.
Right now
I need someone else. Well. Just like poor blue eyes, I blow my horn if you just lead me home. Baby, I should have known. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love no one. It takes a fool. Sometimes I was a fool, you were a fool.
You know, like I've always said, I'm not much of a rapper, but the truth I've learned from the time I was a child. You see, I know from experience that baby, you can't color a thought. And you sure can't touch an emotion. Love, true love is to the bone, to the soul where hearts are home. And I just got to explain to you how I feel. Cause you see, I've been a fool, but now I love you. And I've learned, baby, I've learned. Well.
Everybody know who this is.
Thank you.
we're going to top our triple play off with a little revolutionary civil rights song by Nina Simone called Mississippi Goddamn.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's gotten me so upset.
That was Mississippi Goddamn from Nina Simone from back in the day. And if you are very familiar with her, she was very much vocal. in her songs and in her speeches how she felt about what was going on back during civil rights, in the civil rights movement. She was very much so part of that, and I pay homage to her for that. She deserves it. Okay. Just a little bit more news. You know, I love giving out news. Not that I love to hear myself speak. It's just that I love giving out information. Now, this is on the business side, and it's from Black Enterprise. And it's telling you or explaining to you how to franchise your business, which I think is very interesting, and lots of people don't think that they can do it with their business. And the point is, the key to having to be able to do this is you have to have a brand or concept that can be duplicated, okay? Now, it says franchising is an effective and powerful way to grow a business. The key to franchising, as with any new business venture, is to approach the ideal in business strategy with as much information as possible. In order to franchise your business, you have to have a business concept that can be duplicated. The process of marketing and selling franchises is new and unique to most. There are a few key factors that determine what separates the successful franchise marketers from the unsuccessful ones. This is noted by Christopher Connors, who's the president of Franchising Marketing Systems. This has become a primary organization for providing full-service marketing and sales support consulting to clients in several industries. Some of his clients include Total Gym, Blimpy, Costco, Allscripts, and Romeo's Pizza. Before entrepreneurs make that jump to franchise their business, Connor offers these following tips to consider. It says set a budget. You have to have a budget, to advertise to attract good franchise prospects. You should put together a marketing budget with two components to it. First, you should budget your something up front for a brochure, printed materials, a good website, and other program pieces that are necessary to attract your buyers. Then, on a monthly time frame, start out with a budget for lead generation activities. This can run anywhere from hundreds of dollars a month to a few thousand dollars a month. We don't recommend that you go into franchising without some kind of budget for marketing in the business. Okay, having a compelling story or selling proposition for your business concept. What makes you different from every other business out there in the licensed franchise business opportunity world? If you can't say something to yourself in the mirror that makes you smile, you're probably going to have a hard time getting other people to find it interesting. Develop this valuable proposition in the form of an elevator pitch and nail it down before you start talking to people. If there is one thing that I know about franchising, buyers lead, it is that they have a short attention span. You must articulate it quickly or you will get hung up. You have to be able to get your point across right on the dot. Attention spans for anybody is very short nowadays. If you don't like making a lot of sale calls and working the phones, you would need to budget for a salesperson to do this for you. Franchising is a sales business. Don't let anyone fool you. It is a contact sport, and it takes hundreds and hundreds of phone calls to land franchise partners. A good franchise salesperson will make anywhere from 75 to 100 phone calls per day. In many instances, I have personally called good prospects over 40 times just to get a meeting with them regarding the franchise opportunity. It is easy to monitor, and 99 out of 100 times, the salespeople who create the most activity are the ones who close deals. You have to burn up the phone lines to see the revenue come in. It's okay to be persistent and put yourself out there. Remember that you're probably one of the several franchise opportunities that a buyer is considering at a given time. If you do not leave an impression on that buyer, they will very likely forget about you. Be aggressive and tell them what you're good at and how it will benefit them. When you approach the idea of how to franchise my business,
Be ready to market and sell your franchise from the outset, and you will have much better chance at being successful. So think about that. If you have a business out there and you want to franchise it, you need to make sure you make it easy for people can duplicate people so that people, excuse me, can duplicate that whole franchise or your whole business setup. If you can't get them to duplicate it, you make it cost, you make it hard and hard to grasp, then you're wasting your time. Let's see what we can bring out next. Let's get a little Since I've Been Gone. And you know this is on the Spinners. We're going to do a triple play. Again. I love triple play. Bet you wonder why I play a lot of Spinners. I love Spinners. It's my love. I know I should be worried about your love, but this is my love, and I think you guys should be. I'm just pushing this on you. It's my joy here. Again, this is me from the Black Room with your host, Lisa Cole. Enjoy the music.
Ah.
We're going to round our triple play off with a little Freddy's Dead. You know who that is, Curtis Mayfield. Oops, wrong song. And I know I put it on here. I'm losing it. You guys, I'm losing it. I could have sworn I put it on here. Oh, man, you guys. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's see. Here we go. I know I have it somewhere. I'm sorry. Everybody knows Freddy's Dead.
Thank you.
even though that was a triple play, I have one more song I want to throw at you. Our time is definitely winding down, but I want to get this song in before I'm ready to shut it all down. And I want to get some more information out there to you. Sam and Dave. I remember this on the Blues Brothers. That relaunched that song to be an awesome hit. I hope you guys really enjoy Music from the Black Room with your host, Salida McCall. As the time goes away, we will be doing this again. I have to reschedule it. Wednesday night seems to be, since this was my first night doing it on Wednesday, I might just keep this as a night that we hook up again in the Black Room. In the meantime, let's talk about what's going on lately or what's coming up on my schedule. I will be doing another show, and not only from Music from the Black Room, but I will also do my other show, which is on here, which is part of the Say Your Peace Radio Network, and I have to schedule that one too. I have a show coming up on local radio, which is KYT 88.1 FM, and it's in Alexandria. I have a show coming up. It's going to be like a basically, it's called Black News Weekly, and it's going to deal with information, education, basically almost like what I do on Say Your Peace Radio Network, but it's going to be on a different type of scale, and it's going to liberate, educate, and uplift our people, because that's what I'm all about. I love our music, and I thought maybe, you know, I should add a little bit of music in here. So I think maybe on Wednesday night's going to be my night that Music from the Black Room opens up, and we can hear all the beautiful music from all our people, not just some of our people, but all of our people, and all the different genres of music. I'm not a hip-hop fan, so you won't hear a lot of hip-hop music on here. I'm just not. Hip-hop is nothing like it used to be, so the new type of music I'm not really into. But I love this old music. Old music is awesome.
I want you guys to hit me up on Facebook. You can go to the Black Louisiana Associates of Conscious Concerns on Facebook, and you can look at some of the articles we have on there. You can catch me at sensible64@yahoo.com. And you can also, like I said, catch me on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to say thank you guys for listening in, and you have a great night. And I love you, and I will check you later, and bye-bye.
Join us next time on the Say Your Peace Radio Network as we keep you informed, educated, and enlightened.